Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Welcome to the show today, Marissa Trojan, Director of Clinical Education for the SDSU Respiratory Therapy Program. We are so happy to have you here today. We're in on-site here at Huron. Just had a little meet and greet with our staff to talk about an exciting new program. First of all, tell us a little bit about you and what your role is here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. We're excited to be here at HRMC today. It's been great to meet the staff and see the facility that we're going to be working with. Like she said, my name's Marissa. I'm originally from Miller, South Dakota. Grew up there. I am a respiratory therapist by trade. Got my undergrad at Dakota State. I got my master's degree in public health through SDSU in 2021. And now I have worked for SDSU since just February of this year. So prior to that, my past has been in rural healthcare, so very passionate about that, and that it's very exciting for this project to be expanding our respiratory care program out to the rural health communities.
Yeah, well, that's excellent. And so you're here today at HRMC to talk about a program that is grant funded, and it's a partnership between SDSU, Huron, Madison, Brookings hospitals. It is called Breathe South Dakota. So would you tell us what Breathe South Dakota is and what the intention of that program is?
Breathe South Dakota is a collaborative grant project. We are through the SDSU CPIC program, which is Community Partnership Innovation Center, which is designed really to bring community partners, professionals, academics together to build healthcare systems. So through our CPIC and our partnership with the three Northern Plains Health Network hospitals, Huron, Brookings, and Madison, we've come together to design Breathe SD. And that is a project to leverage respiratory therapy and public health to expand workforce, empower the workforce, and build our rural healthcare network. So historically, our program through SDSU with respiratory has been at Sioux Falls and Rapid City. So students had to relocate to complete our program. Through this new Breathe project, we are bringing the program to Brookings here on Madison. So students who want to stay local, they have a family, they want to remain in their hometown, they can complete their education there.
Now, in addition to the respiratory therapy care, the respiratory care program that goes along with a Breathe SD grant, there's another facet of that grant that involves public health, which is so important in our rural communities as well.
Yeah, definitely. So part of our grant also focuses on public health, and we are offering a certificate program through the public health field, and that is five core courses of public health, and students can really just elevate their healthcare career. So any person that's in healthcare, doesn't matter what field, that's looking to learn more about public health, there is that certificate opportunity. Again, there's half funding with that as well to earn that certificate. It's all online, based at the student's pace. Anybody can take that program. There is an option to continue on and earn your master's degree in public health, but the certificate is the starting point of that.
Great, and they would learn about that on that same website, correct?
Yep.
For those who don't know in the community that are listening and maybe don't totally understand what respiratory therapy as a career is, can you give us a general overview? What does a respiratory therapist do every day? What is respiratory therapy?
Yeah, so first off, respiratory is a very rewarding career. We get to work with patients from neonatal all the way up to old grandmas and grandpas. We work with everything from traumas and emergencies to chronic lung disease. We see patients in the inpatient setting, outpatient setting. So basically, we are the healthcare members that focus on the heart and lungs. So we do different medications, we do different treatment modalities, really to help people that have those heart and lung conditions improve and live at their highest quality of life. A lot of what we do involves educating our patients and families so that they know how to live with their condition, teaching them about their equipment that they might need to have at home. Really a variety of things that we do, a variety of settings we can work in, but primarily we work with the heart and lungs, helping those patients.
Great for those community members to be able to further their careers and get educated right here in their hometowns. So it'll help the community that way. How does this help healthcare? Why is this good for rural hospitals?
Yeah, so I think the pandemic shed a lot of light on both public health and respiratory care. So it's going to help hospitals, hopefully, to expand their workforce, help them recruit. Hopefully, the people that complete the program at their sites want to stay at their sites. I don't think it's a secret that everybody wishes they had a respiratory therapist on staff just to provide that specialty care to our patients. So if we can help the hospitals with that recruitment effort by bringing our program to their communities, that's our ultimate goal.
We do have a respiratory therapy department here at the hospital. Mike Struble is a respiratory therapist and our director. He became involved in this program by becoming some adjunct faculty. We'll also have instructors here on site at Huron and then at the other sites as well. Can you talk us through a little bit about how that works for the student? You know, are they here doing clinicals on certain days? Are they online with SDSU other days? What's that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we hired two faculty through the Breathe South Dakota grant project. One will be housed here at HRMC, and then one will be shared between Brookings and Madison. So when students apply to our program, they can select either Huron, Brookings, Madison, or Sioux Falls or Rapid City. They will complete all of the professional year of their program at that site. So prerequisites, those can be done online at any institution, South Dakota Board of Regents, or transfer credit accepted in. And then when they get to their second year of college, that's that professional year that we talk about. And that can be done at their local facility. So they will have typically 2 days a week of clinical rotations, and that'll be through various departments, you know, surgery, ultrasound, nursing. They'll be in all the different units of the hospitals learning. Typically 2 days a week we have lecture and lab. So each hospital will have a lab space with equipment, the same equipment they would get in Sioux Falls or Rapid City. We're replicating those labs. They will do that at the hospital. Our lectures are a hybrid model. So depending on where the instructor who teaches the class is located, those students are face-to-face and then our other sites zoom in for them. So it really creates that nice continuity, standardized content delivery across all of our sites, so all of our students receive the same education. There will be a few clinical rotations that have to be done. Larger hospital like Sioux Falls for these rural sites, just things like the neonatal care, pediatric ICU, things like that. Just a few of the specialties that some of our rural sites don't have. We still want to make sure our students get that well-rounded education.
Absolutely. And so when we talk about this program, this is an associate's of science degree, right, in respiratory care. So it's a 2-year associate's degree.
The other nice thing is after you earn the associate's, we offer a bachelor option. So some students, if they have a lot of the prereqs done for the associate degree, they'll start working on some of those bachelor courses while they're waiting for the professional year of the respiratory program to start, because that only starts every May.
Excellent. Okay, so we've talked about, you know, a little bit about what to expect in the program. What's the timeline here for these rural communities? When can we expect this to start? When would people in our community that maybe are interested need to start reaching out and making sure that they have these done?
Yeah, any time now is actually the perfect time. So ideally, students would start working on their prereqs this fall, starting in August, because our professional year will start in May at these sites. So if they have their prereqs completed in the fall and spring semesters, then come May, they'll be ready to do the professional year. And then that professional year runs from May to May. So the hospitals, the communities can expect to start seeing students May of 2024.
Great. That's very exciting and exciting for those students to train in these rural facilities where they may end up working someday. So we're really, really happy to have this program and thankful for this partnership. So we talk about the logistics here a little bit. There are scholarships available through this grant as well. And at some of our sites, we have other opportunities through the specific sites. But can you talk us through the scholarships that go along with the Breathe grant?
Yeah. So a really nice portion of the Breathe grant is that we are offering half price tuition scholarships for the professional year of the program. And that is basically saying that that student does commit to working in a rural facility upon graduation. And then, like you said, some of the health systems have their own sponsorship type programs where they also have commitments to their facility in exchange for some scholarship packages. So there really is a lot of opportunities for students to find funding for their education and then start their career out with a job right away after college. If you just search South Dakota State University under our programs, we have a CPIC webpage, Community Partnership Innovation Center, and there's a link there to our Breathe SD page, which has all of our contact information. But in addition, any of the health systems I know would be happy to talk with potential students, share information, line up job shadows, so they really can see if this is something that they're interested in.
Yes, absolutely. I would say probably locally here in Huron, they could reach out to Brooke Saito, who is a program manager and has been very heavily involved in the grant, or Teresa Hatvet, who worked with people who are interested in healthcare careers. So locally, that would be the option, and head out to that website and read more about what it's about. Well, Marissa, we so appreciate you being here to visit with us and to share more about this exciting opportunity that we are going to have here at Huron and in our partner Northern Plains Health Network Hospitals.
Yes, thank you for having us. We're excited to be here. We're really looking forward to getting integrated into the communities and hopefully helping grow the workforce in both respiratory and public health.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.